Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about optimizing that realty income of yours.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Hey, Bob, I want to pick your brain today and talk a little bit about what we could do to optimize investment sale of real estate. So I'm an owner of either a single family residence that I'm using as a rental, or it's a multifamily complex. But what are some things that I need to do financially to get my ducks in a row to look strong as a seller?
Well, certainly if it's an income producing property and it's being the probable purchaser is going to be a passive investor, a person who's going to own the thing with the anticipation of receiving rents, net rent after management, after taxes, after insurance, etc., you have to optimize your income. If it's a low income and the statement is, oh, the rents are really low, you can get much more, well, guess what? If I take that thing on and I have to go through the agony of raising the rents and facing tenants that don't like that, I'm not going to pay you next year's price for this year's low rent. And that's just not going to work for me.
It is amazing how much in the marketing, especially, I don't know if it happens in multifamily, but in the duplexes, single family rentals, how they'll quickly say, oh, we're below market in rent.
Oh, it's always below market.
So, we're going to price it as if it were marketed at the appropriate price. Crazy talk, because it's not been proven. So why do we believe that?
Well, in some instances, people are looking around attempting to find some hard asset, a tangible asset, such as real estate, that will produce passive investment income. If I don't have something of that nature, I'm only as good as my job, and my job may be time related, and if somehow or another I get cut back in my job, I get cut back in my income. If I have passive investment properties, if I have cash flow properties, they work 24 hours a day whether I show up on the job or not. If I can develop enough cash flow, I don't necessarily have to have my job, and I'm financially independent.
And why take that pay cut by substandard in your rent each month? And also, remember, it won't just hit you each month as a shortage. It will hit you at the end when you want to turn to sell that.
Absolutely.
Property.
And it hits you big time, because it's not a factor of a dollar's worth of rent is a dollar's worth of value. A dollar's worth of rent may be more like $9 of value, and that's not a good idea.
So look at that now with your investment real estate. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.